We see how the angels assisted Jesus in his ministry. Just as they assisted him, they will assist us. They will assist us in finding the right home. They will assist us in prospering. They will assist us in finding the right work, the right spouse, in raising our children. If we only allow them, they are carriers of the anointing of God, and they want to help us to please God and to get into the fullness of that salvation that God has provided for us in Jesus, the Savior. They respond to our words and they rejoice when sinners are saved. Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." If we follow Jesus, we will win souls. We will not only be occupied with our own problems and occupied with our own welfare and our families, although God is concerned about that, but we will minister out to others. We minister out so that they can receive also what God has provided for us. This is so important that we allow this precious gospel to multiply and for others to be partakers of this wonderful offer to receive Jesus as their personal Savior. And the angels are involved in this. In the Spirit, I have seen how that when we minister the Word of God and when we pray for people, how angels over multitudes of people are setting people free. They're cutting them loose and they are assisting us in bringing the souls to a decision for Jesus, a decision accepting Jesus, accepting the redemption that God is offering through Jesus. Many people are protected, being protected from accidents because of angels. On the freeway, not too long ago, I was driving, and all of a sudden, without any signal, a man decides to change his lane, change from the lane he was in and get into my lane. The only problem was that I was almost up to his side. He must not have seen that I was just barely behind him. Got out with the car, and my car was traveling faster than his car. And as he just got out right in front of me, immediately I knew if God didn't do something that it would be an accident. But the angel of the Lord was there, and as he came out, supernaturally, there was a gap open between his car and my car. When he was coming out, traveling at a slower speed than I was, it took a fraction, I don't know, time is hard to estimate in this case, but my daughter, she saw it, she was sitting next to me, and all of a sudden, because of angelic activity, there was an opening, and our car did not run into his car. There was a practical example of angelic activity. The Bible says, Psalms 91, 10, 11, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee. They shall not evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come out of thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." That was a case of the angel keeping us in our way. And let me share this also, that I asked the angel to wake me up in the morning. I have to be someplace, and maybe I don't have an alarm clock with me, but I asked the angel of the Lord to wake me up, and invariably, absolutely, on that, sure enough, on that time, I will feel the touch of the Lord, and I wake up, not in shock, but in peace. See, these angels, they want to help us. We pray over the food, we bless the food. As we bless the food, I believe that the angels touch the food. I believe that. It's not just sitting down and saying grace. But if we mean it from our hearts, and sometimes we've been served things that normally would have, as in a missionary and evangelistic ministry, we've been served things that would be causing sickness and disease in our bodies. But because God has, the angels have touched that food, it didn't kill us. It didn't make us sick. It happened that I've had to drink water that not even the natives would drink. I have been served that water accidentally, and I remember one meeting, they served me pure water, and then ran out of pure water, and they just took the polluted water and they served it to me, and I didn't know. I thought it was still pure water. We ministered for hours and hours to these people, and as I drank that water, immediately I could feel like knives in my stomach, and I called out to the Lord. I told the people to call out to the Lord, and I felt the angel of God touch me, that warmth, and that bacteria just died and I was fine. There's an example of how the angels assist us and lead us and help us. They want to fill our homes with their presence, but they will not be there if we strive and fight and fuss and read things we shouldn't read, say things we shouldn't say, speak against the pastor, speak against the work of God, speak against the work of the Spirit. They will not be there. But as we're loving and kind, praising God and worshiping Him and speaking evil of no man, they will be there. They will be there, and we will feel their presence. And there will be a keeping, protecting power of the presence of the Lord will be in our homes. They will assist us in raising our children. You know, Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, for the kingdom of God is theirs." And how He spoke about how their angels always see the Father's face. There's an innocence about children. Many times children that see angels, they have supernatural experience. They're innocent. It's important that we bring them into the presence of God. So many times we just want to put them in the nursery, and it's wonderful that we can have nurseries, but the nurseries, we need to have them in the presence of God. We need to have the nursery full of the presence of God, and we need to have the church full of the presence of God. And as the church is full of the presence of God, and the homes are filled with the presence of God, the children be full of the presence of God, and they will stay out of sin, they will stay out of drugs, and they will stay out of all these things that would destroy their lives. Because once they tasted that thing, once they tasted how good God is and how wonderful His presence is, they will never find this in the world, and they will never be satisfied in the world. And the reason I didn't want to go out in the world is because I love God so much, and I saw and I tasted the goodness of God as a young child. God will give His angels charge to keep over us, to keep us in all our ways. There will no evil befall us. They protect our homes. They protect us from burglars. They protect us from break-ins. They protect us from robbers. They protect us from criminals. Some burglars broke into this old people's home, and the old people, they were defenseless, but they started calling on God and singing a song. And as they sang that song, the burglars ran out of the house as chased by angels, and they didn't steal anything from their home. They left them alone, and they never came back there, because the angels protected them. He should give His angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. There should no evil befall them, means no break-ins. Neither shall any plague come out of the dwelling. I believe that God will keep your home and your house in the hurricane season, and the tornado season, and the hail season. I remember one time there was a tornado warning going off in the middle of the night. I got up and I said, "No tornado will touch this home." And I went back to sleep. Next day, woke up, and in the neighborhood, it was 21 houses were destroyed, but not our home. He should give His angels charge over it to keep thee in all thine ways. The angels kept the home. Jesus was asleep in the boat, and there was a great storm. He was just resting there. The disciples were terrified. They didn't have faith. Jesus said, "We're going to the other side." But they doubted. They doubted, and they were full of fear. And there was a storm, and they got Jesus. It woke Jesus up. He needed to rest, but they woke Him up. And He got up, and He spoke to the wind and to the storm and commanded to be still. And they turned around to His disciples and said, "What's wrong with y'all? Why don't you have any faith?" Faith releases the angelic activity that bring deliverance when there are no people around to bring deliverance. They rejoice when sinners are saved. They respond to the words and the actions of the Christians as we speak the word. People, when they speak words against God and against His anointed, the Bible says in Psalms 2, they speak against the anointed. This is the spirit of Antichrist. The heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh." A holy laughter. Is He allowed to do that? That cannot be God. God doesn't laugh. Well, He's too serious for laugh. No, God is a God of joy. Jesus is a God of joy. And I have seen it in meetings when the power of God has come on people, and they've been praising God, they've been laughing in the Spirit, rejoicing. I have seen angels, and not only others have seen it also, how angels have been laughing because people were rejoicing in God, the angels were rejoicing with them, and the anointed ones were there assisting in the ministry to the Holy One. So the angels are concerned to assist us on the natural level, protect us against accidents, help us in the practical matters of life, what job we should have, where we should live. I never imagined that I would live in the United States. I was brought up in Sweden. I never imagined that I would travel all over the world preaching the gospel. I imagine I would travel all over the world, but not as a minister. But this is what the Lord has done. He has a specific ministry for us. He has a specific church. He has specific plans for our life, for our everyday matters. There are specific solutions. In Exodus 23, it says, He will bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from thee. So much of sickness and disease comes through the pollution of the food. And the spirit, the physical food as well. That's the spiritual food, of course. But He will bless our bread and our water if we allow Him to. If we are aware of Him, He will assist us in our... If we allow Him in what we eat, when we eat, how much we eat, He will assist us in our fastings. I believe that with all my heart. And He will assist us in breaking the fast. I have been given by God, and I'm saying this cautiously, do not do this by yourselves without the Lord leading you to. If you do, you are liable to hurt your physical body. But God has, He anoints me when He leads me on long fasts. He anoints me to supernaturally break that fast. Not carefully like I used to do. 2-3 days, if I fast a week, take 2-3 days just to break that fast and to get the body started up little by little. And this is the natural way. And that's what you should do if you're fasting. It's not easy. It's not so hard to begin a fast as it is to end a fast. But the Lord said, now, after I fasted 40 days, He said, I call it the life and prayer fasting. And when you break the fast, you shall eat like you have never fasted. Well, what happens? The anointing touches me. I remember that first time that happened. I did not feel the food after it got through my mouth. I felt in my mouth. When I swallowed it down, I just felt like a heat, and not the numbness, but just a heat around my body. And that every time I ate for 1 week, the same thing occurred. The Holy Ghost would touch me right there, and after 1 week, I started feeling again my stomach working and being filled with food as I ate. This is a supernatural gift from God that God gives to people, call to pray and to fast for souls to be saved and nations to be opened up for the gospel. People that have been called by God to bring down strongholds over nations and over peoples. This is not for everybody, but fasting in some measure is for everybody. I believe the Bible teaches this. But the angel of God will assist us in our fastings. Isaiah 58, verse 6, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the press go free, and that ye break every yoke? In other words, breaking through in the Spirit. And then it says, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. There is a healing and a blessing for the physical body in the God's chosen fast. It said, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward, or real reward. The glory of the Lord shall overtake you, or gather thee up. Overtake you. Why? Because of obedience. Obedience in the fasting. Obedience. And therefore the angels of God are released. And as we fast in obedience, it's a humbling of the flesh. We humble ourselves before the Lord. and we say, I am not flesh, my flesh does not dominate me, but rather the Spirit of the living God. As we do this, the angels will assist us and bless and cause the blessings of God to come upon us, the glory of God to come upon us. The most important thing is that we have a contrite and humble spirit.